So the Mayor, Jordan Hill-Lewis, is with us now. Do you have any opinions, Jordan, on the best pastéis de nata in Cape Town? Or as Mayor, can you not be seen to give your imprimatur to any one maker?
Well, I do absolutely love them, John. They're the food of the gods, my word. But they, I think the Jasons, I've tried the Jasons one before and they are excellent. Generally, wherever I see them, I indulge probably too often.
Have you tried the Hoghouse ones?
I don't know that one. No, I'll have to add that to the list.
You must, please. Jordan, I was speaking earlier this week to Dr. Mpumalanga, the mayor of Johannesburg, about their plans now to try and reduce their reliance on Eskom. And you've got a bit of a jump on Joburg on this. You've started this process a little earlier. Where are we in that process? Are we at the point where there is a technical team studying tenders from folk? Where are we?
Not quite yet. That's the next stage in the process. The bid round is open. It was supposed to actually close today. I thought that was the impetus for the interview. But a couple of the big bidders asked us to give them a little bit more time to prepare their bids, and so we thought that was a perfectly reasonable request. So we've extended it for exactly 30 days to the 27th of June. And once the bid round closes, then it goes into the technical assessment phase, where we, choose which make the most sense, which are most financially viable, and so on. And then we go to the contracting and, implementation phase. Then there are two other. Remember, this is just the IPPs. This is the generation part. There are two other parts that have to come next. There's a storage tender that is under preparation. We've got some transaction advisors because we've never done a storage tender. Actually, no government in South Africa has done a storage tender yet. So that's quite technical work. And then there's something called contracted demand management, which both of those additional tenders will go out later this year. And those three working in unison will be, big impact towards ending load shedding in Cape Town.
Okay, so I've asked you this question before, but let's see whether your answer has been changed by the realities of doing this process. The earliest that we can expect some of this IPP supplied power to be part of what we consume when we switch on a light or an appliance in our homes?
I think that's realistically, you're looking at 24 months. There may be some smaller projects that come online before that, but those will be so small so as not to make any meaningful difference to citywide load shedding. I really hope for some of the bigger projects to come in online in around 24 months' time. I would also say there's the embedded generation, small scale and even large scale embedded generation. Holds a lot of promise. We don't have to have any bid rounds. People can do that immediately. If you own a big factory in Cape Town and you've got a huge amount of spare space, we are buying power. We are in the market. We are keen to buy power from you. You undertake the capital cost of filling your roof space with solar panels and sell whatever you have left over to us, and we will pay you an incentive tariff. You can run up a credit with the city for as long as you like, and we will even, if necessary, send you an EFT for that credit over time. So that is another
have you established policy shift. Have you established the tariff for this? Because one of the things I'm doing later on is talking to a professional engineer about the system at the moment. So I mean, if in my home in Lakeside, I'm thinking about putting solar panels on, but I don't have a solar geyser, and that's all. But if I've got some left and I sell it to the city at the moment, the city is buying that back at 84 cents per unit. Now, I'm going to be talking about that with a professional engineer. Will it be a different tariff for these larger scale embedded generation projects?
No, exactly the same tariff, except for the fact that for the next 3 years, we've announced that we will pay a 25 cents additional incentive tariff on top of that. So it is 84 plus 25, and that incentive tariff will be in place for at least the next 3 years. I'd actually like to extend it a bit more, but we'll see when we get there. So that should make your payoff for your home in Lakeside. It should bring it down from about 7 or 8 years to around 5 or 6 years, that payoff period. And we hope that that'll incentivize a bit more investment.
And we also hope that NERSA gets a little quicker in green lighting these private projects up to 100 megawatts, because they've now given two solar projects, one in the northwest, are both in the northwest, and they're both going to generate power for a mineral sands company. And it took 73 days to register the projects. It's not about approval, it's about registration. And it took NERSA 73 days to register these two. So one hopes that they're going to get more efficient at this, Jordan.
Well, I was actually thrilled with 73 days, I must say, because...
No, it should be less than a week. Come on.
Well, that would be ideal. That would be wonderful news. But we had. I was really scared that, you know, it would take 6 months to get an answer out of NERSA. So when I heard that those had taken 73 days, I must say, actually, my first response was relief. I'll take 73 days. Of course, anything quicker would be much better.
And then I know that you've been looking into this. We asked you to. I just had a random thought earlier this week about what's happening with the Athlone Power Station. And we asked the city, and the response we got back is the city is moving ahead with the decommissioning of the Athlone Power Station to prepare it as a priority site that will allow Cape Town to make use of the opportunities in the clean energy transition while driving economic growth. And that's a perfect example of bureaucratic language, which really doesn't tell us much. But, you know, that site has gone incredibly quiet. There were all sorts of ideas and plans and lots of proposals and thoughts from listeners and from potential developers, and then it all went silent. And there's obviously been a decision now to make it a clean energy, or to make it primarily a clean energy. What has been decided?
No, a primary use. Well, no, clean energy is the primary use, but the mode, I suppose, the method of clean energy has not yet been decided. So, but the favorite seems to be a waste-to-energy plant, because it is right next door to a waste transfer station. So there's a waste transfer station right there that then takes waste to landfill. So there's a huge supply of the raw material that you would need for a waste-to-energy plant. So it seems like a really good location for that. Then, obviously, there's quite a lot of space for solar as well. But that seems to be the front runner in that horse race at the moment.
This is probably a decision that would have been taken before you took over in the mayoral office. Because, I mean, there was a lot of discussion about housing and mixed-use offices and residential space, a cultural center a la the Tate Modern on the banks of the Thames. From your perspective, does this look like the best possible use for that site to do what they are planning to do there?
It is a beautiful building. It really is a lovely building in its own kind of brutal way. And I really would like to see more being done with that building than just a waste-to-energy station. I have seen the study that the city did on potential alternative uses, and what was really quite clear is that to install basic services and to build the roads and off-ramps necessary to provide you know, huge amounts of vehicular access to that site would cost just prohibitive. It wouldn't be worth the number of housing units you'd get out of it. But that's not to say that we should write off an alternative use for that beautiful old building. So I don't think that it would be right to say at this point that a firm final decision has been made. I think there's more than enough space to use the site for clean energy, waste to energy, and to still do something interesting and you know, much more attractive with that lovely old building.
Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis, thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us. It's such a pleasure to talk to Jordan Hill Lewis. And whether you agree with what he's saying or not, whether he goes as far or too far according to what you would want to hear, he speaks a language we can all understand, and he's open and accessible. I really do enjoy talking to him.